It's Friday, June 11th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Muslim woman who formerly lived in Nigeria and witnessed persecution firsthand criticized the Nigerian government's response to the rampant violence impacting millions. She told the bipartisan U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom that the country is a, quote, time bomb, end quote, in dire need of reform, reports the Christian Post. Hafsat Maina Muhammad, the founder of Choice for Peace, Gender, and Development, shared how she has even seen pregnant women cut open and their babies removed from them. She said she has run into the forest to retrieve these babies. Not only has Boko Haram, the Islamic extremist group, displaced millions and killed thousands in northeast Nigeria, but they raped, beat, and incarcerated Hafsat as well before she escaped to America. Proverbs 4 verse 19 says, "The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble." 34 cases of pregnant women experiencing spontaneous miscarriages or stillbirths after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine have been submitted to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, reports the Epoch Times. In a public comment to the CDC, molecular biologist and toxicologist Dr. Chansey Chun-Lindsay called to immediately halt COVID vaccine production and distribution, citing fertility, blood clotting concerns, and immune escape. Dr. Lindsay explained to the committee the scientific evidence showing that the coronavirus vaccines are not safe. Republican Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida is accusing the Congressional Black Caucus of discriminating against him because he's a Republican and denying him membership. Listen to Representative Donalds make his point in an interview yesterday on CNN.
This is whether the ideology of somebody who is conservative is welcome in the Congressional Black Caucus. It's really that simple. But if my positions and my support of President Trump is a problem for them, let them state that on the record. All I'm saying is that I have expressed interest in joining.
Paxton Smith, the Texas valedictorian at Lake Highlands High School in Dallas, ditched her planned graduation speech to rail against the state's newly enacted heartbeat bill, reports FaithWire.com. The pro-life law declares if a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected, typically at the 6th week of pregnancy. But Smith, the demonstrable product of government education's moral relativism, championed killing the baby in the womb.
I am terrified that if my contraceptives fail, I am terrified that if I am raped, then my hopes and aspirations and dreams and efforts for my future will no longer matter. I hope that you can feel how gut-wrenching that is. I hope you can feel how dehumanizing it is to have the autonomy over your own body taken away from you.
Needless to say, the truly dehumanizing thing is to kill an innocent baby whose physical future is cut short by death. And secondly, when a woman is pregnant, there is a separate body located inside her body. This has nothing to do with the alleged autonomy over her body. In fact, Toni McFadden, a woman who had an abortion at 18, looks back with regret on her decision. She said that she, quote, believed the lie that ending the life of my child would restore my dreams, my goals, and my aspirations. After consuming poisonous pills to end the life of my baby, nothing was restored. It was all a lie. I had no right to take the life of my innocent child for my own selfish gain, end quote. And finally, former homosexuals came to the nation's capital this week to warn members of the United States Senate against the dangers of the so-called Equality Act, which threatens to diminish religious liberty and severely hinder those seeking to deal with unwanted same-sex attraction and gender dysphoria, reports LifeSiteNews.com. About 50 members of the Changed movement gathered at the foot of the U.S. Capitol to talk about finding their way out of homosexuality and transgenderism. Greg Quinlan of New Jersey explained that choosing to engage in homosexual behavior does not have to last a lifetime.
Homosexuality doesn't have to last a lifetime. All of us here prove that change is possible. The Equality Act is not about equality. The left is so good at misnaming things. The Equality Act has nothing to do with equality. It has to do with utter, absolute dominance. So I urge Congress not to take up this bill.
Drew Berryess of Oregon demanded that Congress not cut off access to the religious counseling that often plays a role in healing childhood sexual abuse, which led to embracing those perverted lifestyles.
H.R. 5, the Equality Act, threatens my freedom to offer the same pastoral counseling that I received that delivered me out of sexual addiction, that healed the effects of abuse and neglect. Equality is never achieved by silencing another community. It's never achieved by persecuting another viewpoint, and specifically people of faith and conviction. The Equality Act does that.
And Ken Williams, co-founder of Changed, explained that the left is taking us down a dangerous path.
America will make a dramatic turn in these next months and years based upon whether we choose to hang on to personal freedoms, rights of conscience, rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, or whether we go with a now dominating mainstream ideology. What we're asking is, please don't take away our rights. Please let us determine what our sexuality is. Washington, take your hands off of our sexual identities. It's not your business. Please don't oppress us. We have followed our convictions. We left LGBTQ because we wanted to.
To urge your two senators to oppose the misnamed Equality Act, click on the special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor men who have sex with men, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 11th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.